Mother, are you here? Mother. Fuck. Where could she be? She must be within the castle. We've spent so much time on her trail together. What do we do now? And what in oblivion are those stone circles in the center over there? We need to find her journal. She must have written something. You search that side of the room. Her alchemy table is over in that corner. I'll look through these bookshelves. You found it? Bring it here. Well done. Let me have a look. Thank you. Now, where is it? Potions, enchanting. Soul cairn? What is that? Wait. She must be hiding in there. It states my mother found a way to enter another plane of oblivion. These stone circles are used to create the portal. But we need to mix some ingredients first. Finely ground bone meal, soul gem shards, purified void salts, and blood of a vampire. Great. Well, she must have everything around here. Let's look around. I'll check over there. All right. I've got the shards and the bone meal. Do you have the salts? Good. Great. Now I need to mix them together with my blood. Want to trade places? Yes, I know you're not a vampire. Just give them here. Thank you. Can I borrow your dagger? Thanks. I'm not entirely sure what this thing is going to do when I add my blood. Are you ready? Okay. Here it goes. Fuck. Oh, incredible. She actually made a portal to the soul cairn. Incredible. Hey, before we enter this portal, I just want to thank you for being by my side all this time. If it wasn't for you, I'd still be in that old tomb. Well, thanks anyway. Let's go find my mother. Are you ready? Oh, wait! Stop right there! Are you okay? That looked painful. I'm so sorry. Here, let me look at you. Sit down here. Drink this. Oh, fuck. I have some bad news. Fuck. Why does it have to be like this? Okay, it states here that only vampires can enter the soul cairn unscathed. If you didn't stop when I told you to, you would have been consumed. Your energy would have been absorbed and the remnants of your soul would have been trapped within. I'm so sorry. I don't think you can come with me. I'll have to go on my own. What? You want to come with me? But you can't. No, I can't do that. You're a member of the Dawn Guard. What do you mean that doesn't matter? I can't just turn you into a vampire. I wouldn't wish that on anyone. Especially you. No, you don't understand. What? You'd turn into a vampire? For me? But that's preposterous. You couldn't possibly want to. With me, and... Oh, what am I saying? I can't believe this is happening. Oh, stop. Of course I'm blushing. You did this. Stop laughing. I thought you'd know better than to cross a va- Why did you... I didn't think you'd... I didn't know you saw me that way. No, of course I wanted, but I didn't expect. No, I liked it. And you did too, it seems. No, don't worry. It's natural after all. And to tell the truth, you've gotten me excited too, you know. Anyway, back to the matter at hand. You said you wanted me to turn you. Are you absolutely sure? Seriously? Listen, turning someone is a really intimate experience for vampires. And, well, my mother taught me a special ritual. She said it was the superior way to grant, well, the gift of the Daughters of Cold Harbor. But seriously, she said that it would create a very strong bond between the two parties. She said that there needs to be an equivalent exchange of energy between us. I give you the gift of vampirism, and you give me your energy, sexual energy. You need to put it bluntly, you need to come down my throat as I turn you into a vampire. Do you understand? Please, say something. You accept? Just like that? Don't sound too excited. Look, I just want you to know that, well, I haven't ever really done something like this in a very long time. And to be frank, the only other time I've been with someone was when I became a vampire and I had no choice in that matter. So this means a lot to me, okay? And I wouldn't want to do it with anyone else but you. I love you. You mean so much to me, and I'm happy you are here with me. Thank you for helping me. I wish there was another way, but I fear for my mother's safety, so we really do need to be on our way, so... Are you absolutely sure? There's no going back after this. Okay. In that case, I need you to follow my instructions exactly. Can you do that for me? Good boy. I need you to sit down in that chair over there, and I am just going to kneel down between your legs here. Do you like the view? You like my cleavage, do you? You know, I catch you looking every time. Every time you play it cool, but I knew you were staring at my chest. I even catch you staring at my arse, too. I don't blame you. You always tell me to go first, just so you can perv on me. Naughty boy. Don't be shy. It's really quite cute, you know. And it makes me so wet, just thinking that you want to bend me over, lift up my skirt, and have your way with me. You know, I'd let you do whatever you wanted, but not now. This time, I'm going to be in control. And I can see that you are so worked up already. This big, juicy cock is trying so hard to escape these breeches. Did I do that? Let me just loosen your belt. Oh my. Your cock. It's even bigger than I thought. It's as long as my forearm. I knew you were dragonborn, but not like this. I can hardly fit my hand around it. And these balls, they're so full. You must have so much energy for me. My mother was right. This is definitely the superior way. I'm going to start now, okay? I need to make it nice and wet. Make sure every inch is lubricated. I need to use both hands. You like that, baby? You like seeing me on my knees between your legs, just milking your cock like a good girl? Tell me I'm a good girl. Tell me I'm a good little cock slut. Thank you, master. This cock is so big. I don't know how I'm going to fit it in my mouth. Or my throat, for that matter. Your cock. It just twitched. I bet you can't wait to feel these beautiful, plump lips worship this cock, can you? Feel my lips slowly glide down, all the way down this thick shaft, straight down to the base. Feel the tip of your cock glide all the way down my throat. I'll do anything to make you come. Anything, master. All right. I think I'm ready to start the ritual. Remember, I need to feed on you as you come straight down my throat so I can turn you. Remember to look straight into my eyes. That is what forges the bond between us. Thank you for agreeing with this. I love you. Let me cast a charm on you so you don't come too fast. Are you ready? Now, are you ready to receive my gift? Good boy. Oh, baby. You taste so good. I want you to let me do all the work. Just sit there like a good boy and let me worship this perfect cock. Look at me, baby. I love the look on your face as I suck the tip. There's so much pre-cum. It tastes so sweet. So alluring. You like looking at my arse, too? Let me arch my back so you have a better view. My arse is just so juicy, isn't it? I bet you want to slide this fat cock between my cheeks. Mm-hmm. I'd let you come all over my back. You could fuck my ass cheeks as hard as you want. Or you could just slide right into me. Fuck my greedy little cunt or arse. Whichever you like. And you wouldn't have to worry about pulling out. We vampires can't conceive. You could ram this fat cock right into my tight little cunt and flood my womb with all of your cum. But not today, baby. Today, I'm going to swallow all this cum all the way down my throat. I'm going to take you deeper now, okay, baby? Good boy. Oh, fuck, you're so thick. I need to take you all the way in. Call me a good girl, master. Call me a dirty little slut as I force your cock all the way down my throat. Thank you, master. My cunt is dripping for you, master. I never knew sex could be so wonderful. I love it when you throb in my throat. This throat belongs to you, master. Thrust up into my greedy little throat. I'm such a good little cock slut for you, master. Fuck my face harder. Hold my head on your cock. Force me to take this cock. Fuck my face like you were fucking my cunt, master. You must be so close, baby. Remember to come as hard as you can. I can take it all. I need you to hold my head all the way down. Force yourself down my throat. I promise you, it won't hurt. I'm going to lift the spell now. Now, please, master, hold my head and come straight down my throat. No. Thank you, Master. Fuck. That was so hot. You've made me so wet. How do you feel? You must be so drained. Quite literally. I'm so happy to be the one to turn you. There's no one else I'd rather it be. I'm sorry it had to come to this, but at least we'll be together forever. Right. That's enough sentimentality. We should really be in a hurry now. Remember, we're here to find my mother. Yes, we can definitely continue this later. Come on, let's venture into the Soul Cairn together. We're so close. I can feel it.